You're listening to 24 Hours of Student Power, 100% student content all dang day.
Featuring student band Melt and Cheap Flavor, live in studio.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We're also online at CITR.ca. The following program is a repeated broadcast.
What's the guy that...
All right, we're back here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam Territories at the University of British Columbia. My name is Eleanor, and I am a student programmer here at CITR, host the show called Femme Concept, Fridays 1 to 2 with my friend Erica. And we are now joined in the studio by band Melt, just played a fantastic set live on air. Welcome.
Thanks for having us out.
Yeah. Would you all please introduce yourselves and the instruments that you play?
I'm James Porter. I play guitar and sing a bit.
I'm James Turner, otherwise known as Jamie, and I play drums.
I'm Chris, and I play guitar and sing.
I'm Nikki. I play bass.
Cool. So that was a really fantastic set. You guys sounded just next top notch. It was really, really nice. Great. Looked like you had a little crowd forming out there too.
We had one person dancing.
Wow,
I was amazed.
I have to tell you that we have had quite a few live performances in the last 6 months, and that's a rare thing to have people stop. So, you should be very happy about that.
Also had harmonica guy there.
Today?
Yeah, this guy playing harmonica.
Probably hear it.
Whoa, I did not hear that in the mix. Wow, well, that's,
just jamming out. When he stopped, I was thrown off. I was like, what's going on?
So tell me a little bit about your band. When did you guys start playing together?
Well, me and Chris actually started playing together in grade 6, I think. And we were in another band, just a cover band. And then when we went to high school, James joined with another member. We had a 5-person cover band throughout high school, and then when people went their separate ways after high school, we kind of split off us three, created our own band. Needed a bassist. That's when Nikki came along, provided us with our awesome grooves, and we've been a band for just over a year, I guess, with actually Melt itself, I think.
We met Nikki like
a year ago now.
A couple days ago on my birthday.
Came out to your show and didn't know what was going on, and then now I'm in the band.
So. Something must have happened.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Cool. And I have to ask, what was the cover band that you were in?
It's called Party Armor, actually.
Was it like a specific band that you covered, or
no,
did you play
just lots of different music that we really liked.
Just Rolling Stones.
Lots of Rolling Stones.
So much Rolling Stones.
Interesting. Cool. That's awesome. So what have you been doing in the last year? Have you put some stuff out, or...
Pretty much, yeah. In the beginning of January, we finally released that first EP, which we were doing over the summer previously. And then since then, we've just been playing live, and we're working on a second EP now.
Cool. That's awesome.
It's coming along.
Yeah.
So hopefully it'll be out.
We're not going to say when it's going to be out because we don't know.
Yeah, we have no idea.
As soon as possible.
As soon as possible. Yeah. It's coming along. That's all we can
say. On in Chris's basement, so it takes a little longer, but learn how to do it.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. But I think it's going to be better this time because we got a better program.
We know slightly more what we're doing.
We've learned slightly more, so. Yeah.
So do you do your own recording?
Yeah. We just have a small little input, preamp thing, and we can record drums and everything we need.
Yeah, got a bunch of mics and rent some stuff that we don't have, and it's pretty good space, so it works out.
It's like a ventilator shaft size space, but
it's pretty good.
It's a cube. It's kind of dark, and there's no windows.
Dark cube.
Exactly the right size.
There's a small, very small door.
Wow, that sounds nice and cozy.
Yeah, a little man cave.
It's like one of those casinos where they don't have windows, and you just lose track of time.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
But it's not. It's a lot better than a casino.
Right.
That's you're making music.
Yeah. I hate
cool. And so you did the first album was self-recorded as well.
Yeah,
the EP was self-recorded, and
we had it mastered by someone else. But
it was definitely a learning experience. So I think this time around, it's still obviously taking longer than usual longer than we expected. But that's to be expected. So it's going better. The sound will be better, and the songs are better. So we're excited for it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Cool. And is this your first time playing on the radio?
We actually played for the same station.
Live at Lunch. Yes, I do remember that. Sorry, I had momentarily forgotten.
Yeah, it was a good time.
It got exams and papers on the brain.
Oh, fair enough.
Given the time of year. But, yeah, how did you like playing live at lunch?
It was really good, yeah.
It was cool. It was really fun. Good vibe. People were actually watching that one more.
Yeah, there's a lot of people outside, so.
Yeah, they're like frats. Never seen the frats before here. But they were there, and they were watching us.
Outnumbered. In force. Yeah,
in
cool.
Force, yeah. Cool.
And have you done any other shows on campus?
We've played at Kerner's quite a few times. I'm not sure how many.
Two or three, I think.
Oh, more than
really?
That.
Really?
Three or four.
Yeah.
Okay, three or four. Cool. We did, no, never mind. Thought we did something else, but.
How would you?
Oh, we did, yeah, we did it.
Oh, we
the,
played at
the competition. The pit for the competition. Yeah. It wasn't really a gig, but it was kind of like a filmed.
We physically played here.
We physically did play here, yeah.
It wasn't a real show. Gotcha. Was that the AMS Battle of the Bands?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's sweet. And how would you compare, like, did you like playing at Kerner's?
Yeah, great crowds.
Yeah.
It's honestly been really good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
That's sweet. It's nice to see. I mean, I feel I'm in my fifth year here now, and I feel like when I started, there wasn't as many places for live bands to play, or maybe I just wasn't aware of them, but it seems like things are picking up a little bit in the recent years. So yeah, that's awesome. Cool. Well, we'll take a little break here and then we'll be back and chat some more, but somebody want to introduce the song that we're gonna play?
This is What Went Down by Foals.
One of our primary influences.
cool. Yeah, so you're listening to 24 Hours of Student Power here on CITR 101.9 FM.
And the rose is in the coward's downtown.
your phone number.
All right, we're back here on 24 Hours of Student Power on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Eleanor. I'm hanging out in studio with Melt. They just played a live set. It was sick. If you missed it, you can get it from our website in the future, very soon. So we're just hanging out. That was a track, What Went Down, by Foles, and that was a request of the band. Thank you for that. And you mentioned that they are one of your influences, which is cool. I'm wondering if you want to talk a little bit about the process that you follow to write your music and kind of what maybe some of your other influences are and how those come into the songwriting process.
Yeah, we're like still kind of figuring that one out. Just for like so far, what happens a lot of the time is I'll like write a demo of like or part of a song, like just a little snippet on like a loop pedal or something. And then I bring it in to the guys, and then we like just like try and build up a song out of like this one little snippet. Usually it gets like pretty drastically reworked, so it ends up being sounding like a different song. So
cool.
It's pretty good. But in terms of influences, like
influences, I mean off the top of my head, like Tame Impala is like definitely a huge influence for our production, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, we started using Ableton on this new EP probably mainly because of Kevin Parker, because he's like a one-man show for the whole band, so that's definitely a big one, and the sound itself.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to influence, like get more electronic influences and stuff in there.
Yeah, we're really into like headphone albums, I guess, if that's the term. Like,
Glass Animals is another big one for production, like that's goals.
Tycho, I would say, as well, for
yeah.
a lot of our breakdown, more electronic-y stuff. Is
yeah, Tycho worked great.
And Kasabian as well for like a mix, I guess, of everything, just like Foles.
Cool.
Kasabian.
That's sweet. Does anybody else want to talk about the like songwriting or music process?
Well, yeah, like James said, it's just some of us or one of us will bring some cool beat or like you said, loop or some guitar riff that they've been working on, or and then we'll just build around it, or we'll just start at band and we'll just start jamming, and if we play something eventually that we think is abnormally good or that we like better,
mm-hmm.
Then we'll focus on that and just develop that into parts. And then usually we do lyrics last, melodies. We go from music into arranging, into melodies, into lyrics, and it just comes together.
Cool.
Eventually.
Do you collaborate on the lyrics as well?
Yeah, most of the time.
Yep, so far.
Yeah, for Dead Sea, we kind of did it all in one night. We just stayed in that little really cube basement.
Yeah, we marathoned the lyrics that night.
Yeah. We wrote most of the song, finished it at least.
Yeah,
a lot of the songs, there's a few songs that James wrote himself and Chris wrote most of, but we usually pool our ideas and come up together and
I find, like,
stuff.
Yeah, when we combine it, I don't like having songs, like, sound just like me. And I'm sure, like, the other guys, I don't know, actually I have no idea. But,
it usually ends up being a really good collaboration.
Yeah,
basically.
When it's collaboration, it sounds better. It sounds like the sum of all parts kind of thing.
Yeah, totally.
I think a lot of the time that we've played together helps a lot with the way our chemistry is when we make the music. Because we play really well together, and I think we have a good sense of what we want to sound like. And I also think that
good at just like telling ourselves if something is good or bad.
Yeah, we'll be honest with each other. We're comfortable with each other in that sense, and I think that we all have a nice direction, and whether one of us doesn't like something, we'll always say it, you know, and we'll always kind of come to a compromise with whatever we're playing.
Cool. Well, that's awesome. And so is that, that's probably been helped too by the live performancing that you've done as well.
Yeah, I think playing it live gives you different, like, take on what it is or like how you could make it better or where things might be dragging or something.
Definitely. Like that song Mask from the EP.
Yeah.
Like we had it, the chorus is kind of like
lame.
it's not as good as live, put it that way. When we went out and started playing it live at like house parties and stuff where you just like want to go wild.
Yeah.
Then it became like way more like had more oomph.
Cool. Yeah, totally. kind of brought it to life.
Yeah, pretty much all our songs. Well, we only have 6 recorded, but pretty much all of them are changed from recording to live, and I think we do that anyways, just helps the atmosphere and stuff. And
Yeah.
Cool. One of you mentioned that you have a pretty funny story from one of your live shows. You want to talk about that?
Well, we played this, like, it's more of like a post show, but it was pretty ridiculous. We played this, like, bush party in the summer that was out in between Whistler and, like, Pemberton,
Whistler. Past Whistler at Sioux River.
It's at like least an hour
on
up
the
a dirt
Sioux
road.
River. And yeah. It was like the end of summer. Yes. And so we're playing the show. It's like really good. It's like unreal. The whole time it's kind of raining. We're not really thinking about it. And we're camped on like this riverbed is the whole thing. There's like a big generator party there. So like we play the show. It's like it's unreal. We like get the gear in like our tent and we just like pass out for the night.
And everyone's very optimistic. Yeah, everyone's really happy and excited to be there.
Like, how hard was it raining?
It was raining pretty hard.
But the thing is, yeah, it was raining really hard, but they had like tents and stuff, so you didn't have to be outside, obviously for the gear and stuff. Mm-hmm. But the funny thing was, is earlier in the night, I put my beer in the river to make it cold, and I came back, just like a foot in, and I came back, and it was like a meter. I had to like reach in to get it, so I knew it was rising a little bit, but I didn't think about it at all.
In the middle of the night, there was over the loudspeakers. We went to bed, but there was like a DJ who was still going, and everyone was still.
Mikey J. Bilge.
Yeah, it was like 3 a.m., and we just heard over the loudspeakers, like, you know, the river's rising. If you're on drugs, please come. Like, just come. We need to move everything. The stage is being flooded. Yeah.
So anyway, we just like wake up. We wake up in like the morning, and I just step out of the tent, and the river is like, so much higher. Like it's at all. It's like the stage is completely underwater. Like everything is underwater. And we're like, I just look at Chris. We didn't even have time to like say anything. We're just like, it's time to get all our gear out of here, like now.
Holy.
So we start just like wading across the river, and this whole time the river's getting like higher. It's like a torrential like flash flood.
At the beginning of the morning,
it's still raining.
Oh yeah, it's still raining. Okay. There's like trees are like falling down off the riverbank. Like everything's collapsing.
Oh my god.
It was like a
clusterfuck.
At the beginning of the morning, we had to walk waist deep minimum to get our like to get gear out.
Yeah. Didn't you walk next?
No, there's a part where I had my guitar like above my head, like in the case, and I was like I was wading across this thing, and it was probably like neck deep at that point. And then I just took one step further, and I was like, my feet just went out, and I was like, I am not standing or anything right now. And I was like swimming across the river.
Oh my god!
With the case.
Just protecting it.
And that was just a guitar. We had all our stuff. We had amps and pedal boards and pretty much everything that
keyboards, like
shouldn't
computers.
Be in the rain.
Whoa.
But in the end, this person showed up with a canoe, like saved all of our gear. Like we owe this person. Like the reason we're still a band is because of this person.
Wow!
Because, like, they saved everything.
We wouldn't have any gear anymore. Yeah. We wouldn't be able to do anything.
Holy. So I was just going to ask, did anything get,
nothing
like,
no. I don't know how. We used up all of our luck on that one event. So.
Dang.
Plus, everyone else that was playing there had to get out, too. So it wasn't like it was just us.
It was,
it was like everyone had to get out. Like, a lot of
It sounds like it was hectic.
It was.
It was, but
relieving when it was
everyone
over.
Was, like,
everyone was so stoked.
Yeah,
there was so much stoke still happening, even though we were all kind of screwed. And, like, the canoe didn't happen for a really long time.
Yeah.
And so we were trying to build a bridge, and we were, like, passing on people. Then James went ham. It was just swimming back and forth, like, taking people's things. But
I had a major adrenaline rush. And then
didn't even feel cold. Even though the water was freezing cold, we didn't feel that cold.
Wow. Dang. Well, you know, anything to save the music, right?
Oh, yeah.
Keep the music alive.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Cool. Okay, well, we're going to go to another track that you've requested off of one of the best albums this year, if I do say so myself.
I agree with that.
Yeah. We're going to listen to The Less I Know, The Better by Tame Impala, and then we'll be right back here with some more Melt on CITR.
Someone said,
And we are back here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You are tuned in to 24 Hours of Student Power. We're just wrapping up here with Melt. They played a live set earlier, and now we're just hanging out in the studio. So before you run off to do whatever it is that you'll do after this, maybe study, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's not going to be very exciting.
Yeah, probably.
Trust me, I'm in the same boat. Just a couple more questions for the people listening at home. So are you all students here at UBC?
Everyone but me, I go to CAP.
Cool. But you're all students.
Yep. Yeah.
So I'm just curious, as a band who has played on campus but has also done some other things like out in the community, what do you want to see, and what do you think has to happen on campus for more students making music to kind of be supported or succeed or just develop as bands?
I'd say just more venues, I guess, and more.
More
if there could be just more of a scene of people wanting to go see bands, that's the hardest part.
If
there's a big crowd, then it's
always
better.
Like a dedicated music venue would be unreal, but like.
Right.
And I think more like. Not necessarily, I don't know the better word for, like, not marketing, but just like awareness and more
promotion.
Right. There you go. That's what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
More promotion of it, because you don't see that much, and like the clubs aren't that promoted, and there could be more.
And it's like, it's deceptive how much like good music there is, but we just never know about it.
Totally.
Yeah. Very true.
Yeah, for sure. Cool. Well, it's good to know, and hopefully y'all will continue to play on campus and have developed a following
sure.
here.
As long as you guys will tolerate us.
We'll be here.
Yeah. Cool. So what's coming up next for Melt?
Well, we were planning a house party this weekend at my house. So if you want
to
see where
Nikki's.
I live.
Go to it.
You can. We'll make a post about it on the Melt page. So you should go like our Melt page so you can see what we're doing.
Oh, yeah. It's the Facebook page is at facebook.com/meltofficial with two melt with two L's.
And if you contact us on Facebook, we'll play your house party for free.
Address too, to the house party this weekend, and you gotta wear an ugly
Christmas
sweater.
That's a promise.
So
if you live in Vancouver and you want us to play your house party, we'll do it for free.
For the very low price.
For the very low price.
$10 million.
Yeah. Yours free.
Cool.
With beer.
To Mars.
Yes, beer. Beer is the big one.
To Mercury.
That's awesome. Cool. And you're working on the new album, and that'll hopefully be out sometime in 2016.
Yeah, well, definitely 2016. Else, why bother? But yeah, we're gonna probably get a lot done this Christmas break, so that's the goal.
And
hopefully
then when we come
summer.
Back, you know, yeah, well, it'll happen eventually. And then when we come back, we'll play some more shows off campus too. So that's
probably
great.
Starting January, we'll be playing some shows. So we'll definitely post those on the page.
Cool. Well, yes. I mean, thanks so much for coming on 24 Hours of Student Power.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure.
It's really great to have student bands on. This is the first time that we've been able to do this in a few years. So
hope it continues.
Awesome. Yes, for
yeah,
sure.
Definitely. I have one final parting question before we go back to the little studio to hear another student band called Cheap Flavor play a set. Yeah. Food themes going on. And my last question for you is tuna melt or grilled cheese?
Grilled cheese.
No, tuna melt.
Grilled cheese.
Yeah, tuna melt has like.
I mean, I like, you know,
got some protein.
Nah, but yeah. Honestly, grilled
some protein
cheese.
With tuna
for,
melt.
For food, grilled cheese.
I mean,
well, 25% of this band's
like,
vegetarian,
for a,
so
for a weird food-based form of promotion, cheese? Then tuna melt.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. We'll go with that.
Okay. Well, there you go. Cool. Well, I look forward to seeing what you guys do coming forward and going forward, and wish you best of luck in the rest of the semester.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very
so much.
Much.
Yeah.